We open doors into the future every moment, yet this fundamental aspect of existence remains strangely mysterious. Most of our thinking actually concerns possible futures, whether unconsciously calculating if an oncoming truck will hit us or consciously planning Earth's environmental policies. The future shapes our anxiety, hope, and creativity, yet we have no direct evidence from it, no guides, because no one has been there. We enter the future looking backward, like driving while staring into a rearview mirror. This existential mystery confronts us constantly. Many possible futures exist until, in a flash, all but one vanish, leaving us with a single present that quickly freezes into memory. This uncertainty gives life both its terror and its richness. As Cicero noted about Julius Caesar, foreknowledge of one's violent end would make life unbearable. Yet we still desperately seek glimpses of what lies ahead. Einstein's special relativity further complicated our understanding by showing that time isn't an absolute flow, but varies according to each observer's frame of reference. For our understanding of the future, this means there's no absolute division between past and future. An event in my future may be in your past, depending on our relative positions and movements. We live in the turbulence of flowing time, but yearn for the knowable futures of mapped time. All future thinking involves negotiation between our limited perspective and the wider universe we struggle to comprehend. Living organisms constantly battle entropy, which guarantees their eventual breakdown. Unlike inanimate objects, they navigate changing environments creatively, behaving as if survival matters. Organisms influence the future through several principles. We have no direct evidence from the future. Our only clues come from past patterns. Our ideas about the future can shape it. And we find hints in others' intentions and historical trends. Even the simplest organisms distinguish between favorable and unfavorable futures using genomic algorithms. These require both sensors to detect current conditions and memory to compare with past states, suggesting memory evolved primarily to enable future thinking. E. coli bacteria demonstrate remarkable cellular future management despite their microscopic size. Specialized molecules detect about 50 distinct chemicals with precision. Through millions of logical switches, even simple cells perform complex computations, calculating probabilities about food availability, temperature, salinity, and movement options. Unlike plants that passively absorb sunlight, animals must actively hunt for food, requiring navigation and adaptable responses. Animal nervous systems evolved specialized neurons. Sensory neurons detect information, motor neurons control muscles, and interneurons analyze data to compute probable futures. As evolution progressed, interneurons concentrated in brains. As Patricia Churchland notes, prediction is the ultimate and most pervasive of brain functions. Neural networks model possible futures by collecting sensory information, analyzing it, and comparing to past experiences. Our brains create controlled hallucinations, reality models built from sensory inputs and memories that predict what might happen next. Future thinking incorporates emotions that energize action. Fast thinking provides intuitive responses based on familiar patterns, while slow thinking engages conscious deliberation for complex decisions. This division optimizes performance, though fast thinking can sometimes lead to errors like overgeneralizing. Humans revolutionized future thinking through two key evolutionary developments: neurological changes granting exceptional imagination, and language enabling collective information sharing across generations. Our expanded frontal cortex enhanced working memory, temporal awareness, and planning abilities, allowing us to model complex scenarios, imagine distant futures, and evaluate multiple outcomes through deliberate, slow thinking. Collective learning transformed history through intergenerational knowledge accumulation. Language compresses complex ideas into simple words, while grammar arranges these packages into stories modeling alternative futures. A phrase like pink elephant instantly conjures an image of something never seen. This unleashed three transformative trends: increasing technological power, expanding exchange networks, and accelerating change. Initially progressing slowly, these trends have dramatically accelerated, prompting Alfred North Whitehead's observation that change now happens within a single lifetime, requiring us to prepare individuals to face a novelty of conditions. Throughout history, humans sought future glimpses through both empirical observation and spiritual divination. Agricultural societies respected practical predictors like storm forecasting pilots and physicians, while divination remained common across all classes. As societies grew complex, approaches diverged. Ordinary people focused on personal concerns, while elites needed to consider the futures of entire empires, requiring new knowledge systems for understanding large-scale trends. Modern science reshaped future thinking by replacing an enchanted world of spirits with a mechanical universe governed by scientific laws. This disenchantment of the world, as Weber called it, emerged when thinkers began seeing the universe as similar to a clock rather than a divine animated being. Modern future thinking differs from earlier eras through improved causal understanding, probability theory clarifying statistical processes, increased statistical information, and computing technologies enabling unprecedented data processing capabilities. The next 100 years represent a critical period where some trends follow observable patterns, while most remain unpredictable. This time frame will directly affect people we know, falling under Eleanor Ostrom's 7-generation rule of considering impacts on descendants when making major decisions. Throughout history, collective learning has driven powerful trends in population, technology, exchange networks, and resource consumption. Energy use exemplifies this transformation. While an individual human generates about 150 watts, fossil fuels have increased this to an average of 100 horsepower, 73,000 watts, per person. Despite humanity's gains, many rising trends must now be reined in. Some are naturally flattening. Global economic growth has slowed from 5.5% annually after 1961 to just over 2% after 2011. Population growth began slowing in the late 1960s, with most demographers expecting human population to peak this century between 9 and 12 billion before declining. Human consumption is devastating Earth's biodiversity. By 2020, humans and their domesticated animals constituted over 20 times the biomass of all other land mammals, while domestic chickens outweighed all other bird species combined. What's emerging is a conscious planet, Earth transformed by a species with enough power to shape its future through deliberate action. Our most crucial contribution is navigating current bottlenecks centuries while mastering planetary management and developing off-Earth settlements. Success would open pathways for billions of future humans. 4 technologies will shape our future: sustainable energy, nanotechnology, AI and robotics, and biological advances transforming humans into long-lived human-machine hybrids. Our descendants will inevitably migrate into space, taking other species with them. As anthropologist Ben Finney notes, we evolved as an exploratory, migratory animal capable of adapting through technology rather than biology. The universe has existed for just 1.4 solar lifetimes, but will last billions more. We're witnessing only its opening chapter. We stand at a pivotal moment as the first species capable of consciously shaping planetary futures. Our decisions in coming decades will echo through generations and potentially across the cosmos. By understanding how we think about the future, we gain both insight and agency to create futures worthy of our cosmic inheritance.